station, and our fall training is coming up Wednesday, November 12th at KAXE in Grand Rapids or at KBXE in Bemidji Thursday, November 13th. Both classes run 5:30 to 7. Email volunteer at KAXE.org for more info or to confirm attendance. Coming up at 1 o'clock, your volunteer on the river host will be DJ Ironsides until 4. And tonight from 7 to 10, it'll be John Henningsgaard out of the KBXE studios. Now back to the World Cafe.
From NPR's World Cafe, hey, I am Kaleo. And if you ask fans of 2000 indie rock what band they would be most excited to see get back together, well, The Format would receive a lot of votes. And they are back for their first record in 20 years. It's called Boycott Heaven. And we'll get into the song, Holy Roller. Plus, Daniel Donato's far-out cosmic country sound takes you to another dimension. And this Chicago indie rock outfit calls their new album a musical quilt. Rat Boys from their forthcoming record Sing Into an Empty Chair. You'll hear that, plus Lake Street Dive, Nathaniel Rateliff, and Amy Mann. That's today on World Cafe.
For KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with a special edition of the Up North Report. 3 years ago, thousands gathered in Chisholm to see the wall that heals. The United Way of Northeastern Minnesota's United for Veterans Committee brought the traveling replica of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial to the area.
I think it was not only informative, it was very therapeutic.
Steve Potts has taught history for over 40 years. He's currently an instructor at Minnesota North College Hibbing and is on the committee. When the wall visited, many veterans shared their stories for the first time. That sparked the creation of Operation Service Story. The Oral History Project is a partnership between United Way and the St. Louis County Historical Society. The aim is to gather stories of veterans and service members from the Iron Range and Kuching and Lake of the Woods counties. When the effort first launched last year, it was called Operation Soldier Story. Soldier was changed to service to include all facets of service, including nurses and non-combat veterans. Potts has an extensive background in oral history, including interviewing Holocaust survivors. He's talked with three veterans for this project.
I wish we had more vets who are willing to be interviewed, but, you know, it's difficult for a lot of people to talk about what went on there.
His father served in World War II, and he could never get him to talk much about his service. Chad Boos had a similar experience with his grandfather.
I never knew about his experiences, where he went, or I didn't know very much, and now he's passed.
Boos is the United Way of Northeastern Minnesota's board chair. He served in the Air Force from 1999 to 2003 and was deployed with the 101st Airborne Division for the invasion of Iraq.
I want my kids to be able to learn about my story. It was one day when I'm not here to tell them or their kids, my grandkids, or et cetera, you know.
Boos talked for 2 hours with one of the trained interviewers, who was also a veteran.
At the end of that 2 hours, it was I had a new friend, a new brother in arms.
He says the conversation was a 50,000-foot view, but covered his whole experience in the service.
We talked about some of my motivation for going into the service. We talked a little bit about basic training, going through advanced training, my first duty assignment. And then different exercises.
They discussed his time wrestling with the All Air Force team before 9/11 and parts of his deployment.
Getting into some details and some stuff we kept at a pretty high level.
Potts says veterans who participate in Operation Service Story get to decide the parameters, including what they talk about, how long they talk, and even who they talk to.
They can make it only available to family. They can make it so it's not available until they've passed away. They can donate it. They can record it and keep a copy for themselves. We do a full transcript, written transcript, type transcript of each of the interviews. You know, we're very accommodating, and that's kind of the best thing to do with oral history interviews. But it's a chance for people to record things before those memories are lost.
Boos's message to veterans who might be hesitant to share their story is that if you don't, it ends with you.
No one else can learn from it, can empathize from it, can hear about it. People in the military and veterans especially, you don't want to speak up, you don't want to stand out, you want to remain humble, but our men and women in the armed forces do some absolutely incredible things and have incredible experiences, and it's worth sharing with other people. Let them know your story, I guess, is my pitch.
Service members from the Iron Range and Kuchiching and Lake of the Woods counties can visit unitednemn.org to sign up for Operation Service Story. There, you can also find additional services from United Way, including a veterans resource guide and information on the annual veterans retreat. That's it for this special edition of the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River, dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.
Welcome one, welcome all. I'm Kaleo. It's World Cafe. I may have written this introduction at least 24 times because I want to stress how important and cool the format was. For fans of 2000s indie rock meets power pop meets emo, you know their work. Nate Roos would go on to start the band Fun with Jack Antonoff, record that song We Are Young. But a lot of people have been waiting for the return of Nate and Sam Means as the format. And my goodness, it's happening. January 23rd, 2026, the first record in 20 years from the band. Here's the first single. It's called Holy Roller.
I fake my death. Never want such a mess for the people I love, or soon forget me. But I'm staying alive just to see you roll your eyes and sigh. If you got nothing to prove, then tell me, why would you do this? Holy roller, don't go wasting all your time praying for a sign. I'm burning up faster than a candle in the night. I'll be gone before sunrise. Tell me again how you lost all your friends. Tell me, when did it start and when will it end? 'Cause I see no wrong if you were to tag.
Because
emerging, and established artists. This is World Cafe.
The goods. Been wondering if your heart's still open, and if so, I wanna know what time it should simmer down and poker up. I'm sorry to interrupt, it's just I'm constantly on the cusp. I've tried been to kiss you, but I don't know if you feel the same I do, but we could be together if you wanted to.
Do I wanna know
if this feeling flows both ways?
I have to see you go.
We're sort of hoping that you'd stay.
Mosh 2. That's new music from Wet Leg, their sophomore album Moisturizer. If you're curious, Mosh 2, French word, meaning eat all. But in England, they refer to snow peas as Mosh 2 because you can eat the pea and the pod. Edible containers. Great idea. Hey, stay close. Two old school veterans of this show are up next in the vault that is our archives when we return to World Cafe.
Good afternoon, and thanks so much for listening to the World Cafe right here on People Powered Radio, KAXE, KBXE. I'm Dan Gannon. Everyone is invited to the Bemidji Senior Center's Veteran Day program today, Tuesday, November 11th at 1 p.m. The First City Singers will perform and Quilts of Valor will be presented. We receive support from Bemidji Symphony Orchestra presenting Pathway to Dignity featuring violist Mitchell Newman, Sunday, November 16th at 3 p.m. at the Bemidji High School Auditorium. Dr. Beverly Everett conducts. Tickets available at bemidjisymphony.org. The mountain bike trails at Tioga Recreation Area near Cohasset will be closed now through November 23rd due to deer hunting. We receive support from the Blandin Foundation, Strengthening Rural Minnesota. More at blandinfoundation.org. Tune in to KAXE's new podcast, The Season Watch Pod, with hosts Charlie Mitchell, Heidi Holden, John Latimer, and a rotating cast of characters, a podcast for the curious filled with the delights of nature. New podcasts debut every Thursday. Now back to the World Cafe.
Welcome back. It's World Cafe, and it's live from the archives. Chance to highlight some of our favorite live performances, and we go back to 2001 for this gentleman. Originally from Indianapolis, the bluesman who has consistently evolved, working with everyone, from North Mississippi All-Stars to his daughter Lily, and playing with Jerry Douglas, John Hiatt is a man for all seasons. Here he is from 2001, My Old Friend, recorded live for World Cafe.
I tell them I'm treasure. It's simply that you have to have it so you can make a killing. So you can make a killing. So you can make.
I've often wondered, what could Amy Mann be making a killing off of in that song? I'm not sure if it's about the record industry or about a relationship, but I definitely appreciate that sometimes the notion of making a killing ain't worth the trouble, let alone seeing double. Amy Mann on World Cafe. Live from the Archives happens every day. Thousands of performances available for you on demand at worldcafe.org. You can see double if you peer into this one closely. Here's Daniel Donato, Another Dimension.
Day may be ending, year that keeps sending me down the line. Don't wanna decide, fix broken stride, see what we fight. Till the rivers don't run and the sun don't shine. Till our days are done with space and time. There's another dimension. Oh, I have no intention leaving your side. There's another dimension. When I'm the weather, we'll be sit together. We share a sign to call in my mind. This maiden flag, your dream is mine. Till the rivers don't run and the sun won't shine. Till our
Lucy dumped out of an elevator. box and the music's on fire. Lucy's gonna take this wire to wire. Now I'm dancing with an angel and I'm crying. It's painful, 'cause the dream that she's made for will live on.
Los Angeles band Mount Joy. That's Lucy from their most recent studio album, Hope We Have Fun. Coming back in a minute with a new album from a Chicago group, Making a Musical Quilt. I'll explain when we get back to World Cafe.
You are tuned in to People Powered Radio, KAXE, KBXE. Thanks so much for being here. My name is Dan Gannon. We receive support from the National Alliance on Mental Illness of the Grand Rapids area. NAMI offers a free and confidential monthly support group for family and friends of persons with mental illnesses. More at NAMIGrandRapidsMN.org. We receive support from the Grand Rapids State Bank, committed to serving the Grand Rapids area for over 110 years. More at GRSB.bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Do you rely on KAXE? Are you at least 70 and a half years old? Supporting KAXE's future is easy. Ask your financial advisor to set up charitable IRA distributions to KAXE. Questions? Call Chris at 218-326-1234. Coming up at 1 o'clock, your volunteer on the river host is DJ Ironsides. And this evening from 7 to 10, out of the KBXE studios, it will be John Henningsgaard. Now back to the World Cafe.
Welcome back. It's World Cafe. Hey, I am Kaleo with new music from the Chicago band Rat Boys. And the bassist Sean Newman says of the new record, quote, "We wanted to approach this record like it was a quilt. We recorded these songs in all these different places and approached it in a way where different songs had different scenes." The new record is called Singing to an Empty Chair. Here's Anywhere from Rat Boys.
so far. And if I had my way, I would reach into heaven and I'd pull you down a star. For a present, and I'd bake you a chain out of diamonds and pearls from a summer sea. But all I can give you is a kiss in the morning and a sweet apology. Well, I know that it hasn't been easy, and I haven't always been around to say the right words or to hold you in the morning or to help you when you're down. I know I never showed you much of a good time, but baby, things are gonna change. I'm gonna make up for all of the hurt I brought. I'm gonna love away all your pain. And tomorrow's gonna be a brighter day. There's gonna be some changes tomorrow. Gonna be a brighter day. This time you can believe me. No more crying in your lonely room. And no more empty nights. Cause tomorrow morning everything will turn out right. I've got to tell you, yes, I've got something on my mind. But words come hard when you're lying in my arms or when I'm looking deep into your eyes. But there's truth and consolation. Now what I'm trying to say is that nobody ever had a rainbow, baby, until he had the rain. And tomorrow's gonna be a brighter day. There's gonna be some changes tomorrow. Gonna be a brighter day. This time you can believe me. No more crying in your lonely room. And no more empty nights. Cause tomorrow morning everything will turn out right.
You're listening to World Cafe.
Sleepless and empty, work your fingers to the bone. That's the wrong kind of smile. So many troubles, could we leave them back at home? Once in a while. Yes, I got sushi and Coca-Cola.
Get it on, get it on, so fast. Who knew I could
Okay, clearly that song was recorded before Instagram released their Paris filter. And you know what I'm talking about. Bad self-portraits. It's a thing of the past, but Lake Street, it is not a thing of the past. Lake Street Dive, putting the wraps on this edition of The Cafe. Also heard Earth, Wind, and Fire with Sing a Song and St. Paul and the Broken Bones, new music, Sushi and Coca-Cola. That does it for us. Appreciate you listening. But if you'd like more World Cafe, check out our podcast, World Cafe Words and Music, wherever you get your podcasts. This show, we make it from WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Kaleo. This has been World Cafe.
World Cafe is supported by the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR be the model for high-quality journalism in the 21st century.
Yaya Bey isn't letting anyone else write her story for her. After being pigeonholed as an artist who wrote about heavy topics, her new album, Do It Afraid, sees her finding joy, even in a troubled world.
Do It Afraid is me leaving what I hoped would be behind.
Yaya Bey talks about the real her on the next World Cafe.
And you are listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids and 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji. We are Northern Community Radio, telling the stories of the people and land of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Operating translator K210DR in Brainerd at 89.9. Listen at KAXE or on your smart speaker. We need people like you to support this local media. Text the word donate to 218-326-1234 and thank you.